Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The Fate of the Furious crossed the finish line on Monday as the biggest global opening in movie history. The eighth film in the popular Fast and Furious franchise pulled in, are you ready for the drum roll? $532 million at the box office around the world in its first weekend. Needless to say, Universal Pictures is happy with its multicultural cast and African-American director F. Gary Gray. Now, from the shores of Cuba and the streets of New York City to the icy plains of the Arctic Barents Sea, our elite force crisscrossed the globe to stop an anarchist from unleashing chaos on the world stage. But you know what? As usual, the real stars of this movie franchise, the cars, F. Gary Gray.
What better way to open a movie that has a bunch of cars and a bunch of action sequences with cars than Cuba? Because you have all these classic American cars, and we open the movie with an amazing race in Cuba with American cars, American muscle. It's the perfect place, not only for the story, but just as a backdrop to open Fast 8, and I loved it.
As usual, Tyrese Gibson has the coolest car of all.
Not only was it 23 below zero, but we were on a frozen lake, and all of it became mental torture for the black guy from the ghetto of LA.
You know, I actually saw some of the crew members when they came back from Iceland. They said filming those scenes up there were life-threatening. And I have to say, I am so proud of my longtime friend, F. Gary Gray, who started his career as a cameraman on my BET show years ago. Check out The Fate of the Furious at theaters near you. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.